Now those handouts for today, the ones for today, are for your own personal study outside of this class.
So that's if you want to deepen your own study of Prabhupada's life from the Lilamrita. Some study questions for yourself on your own. This is what we're going to be covering during the 5 days. Today we're going to look at Srila Prabhupada's unique position as the founder Acharya of ISKCON. Then tomorrow we're going to look at Srila Prabhupada's life, especially Prabhupada's life before coming to the West and when he first started the Krishna consciousness movement. Then the next day, Srila Prabhupada's example, especially Vaishnava qualities, and we have a special surprise on that day. The first 30 people who come to the seminar will get a beautiful book about Prabhupada's qualities. And then we're going to look the next day at Srila Prabhupada in our lives. How are we personally relating to Srila Prabhupada? And then on the final day, how are we assisting Srila Prabhupada in service? So that's how I've organized these 5 days. And this was going to be the first time that I'm teaching this series, except that I taught the first two just a week ago in Croatia. So got to test out the first two there. I wanted to start off by asking, how many of you here ever personally met Srila Prabhupada? Anybody? How many of you, should I speak more slowly? I'll speak more slowly. Okay, I'll slow down. How many of you here, wait, first I should start this. One second, let me just start this. Is there anyone here who personally met Srila Prabhupada? No, nobody. Okay. So I thought we would start out by asking, now that you have some idea of what we're going to cover, I should also say that I am doing something here. As I said, I've taught the first two just recently in Croatia. But I am doing something here that's a little different than I have done before. And the inspiration of Romapad Swami recently at New Vrindavan, I decided not just to give a speaking seminar. Generally, the seminars and the workshops, fun shops that I do are just talking. Either I'm talking or you're talking or we're talking. So recently at our Festival of Inspiration in New Vrindavan, he gave a presentation using audiovisual with the computer. And his computer equipment was late, so he spent the first 15 minutes telling all of us how when we give presentations, we should use bells and whistles and audiovisual equipment and make things more interesting and stimulating. So there I was sitting in the audience, and I thought, maybe I should do that. So every day we're going to be either seeing some sort of a computerized presentation or some videos of Srila Prabhupada or hearing some audios of Srila Prabhupada. What we're going to be seeing today and on a couple other days is called ISKCON Interactive, which I'm hoping that most of you have not seen. And by the way, I wrote about 99% of the text for that presentation. It was something that I spent a lot of time working on. I'm hoping that you'll find that much more interesting than just my blabbing. And that it will help you to remember more about Srila Prabhupada. So I'd like to start off by asking what all of you hope to gain from this, because whenever we start on any kind of project, adventure, it's always wise to have a goal. That way, at the end, you can evaluate, well, me, and whether or not you have achieved your goal. Does that make sense? Now, sometimes we say, oh, that was good, or that was okay, or that was bad. But before we can evaluate something, we have to have some idea of what we want to get out of it. So I'd like to take just a few minutes. And this is going to be, I should tell you, very participatory. My idea, now of course, you have your choice. If you want to just sort of sit there and be one of the chairs in the room, you can do that, but I have structured this so that you don't have to speak so much to me if you don't want to, and if you think your English is poor and you might say something stupid. I mean, you can be quiet in the group. But I have structured this so to provide time and space for everyone to really gain something for themselves. I have made time for people to say, write plans about how they're going to include Srila Prabhupada more in their lives and that kind of thing. It's not just going to be me getting up here and talking. Okay? We learn more and we gain a lot more out of something when we do participate. I mean, if you just listen to somebody talk, you may walk away from it and say, wow, that was really interesting. But, you know, you remember perhaps 10%. You'll remember one or two sentences that I've said, or maybe something that you saw on the screen. Whereas if you take some time to write down a plan for how you're going to make Srila Prabhupada more a part of your life, or how you're going to spread Srila Prabhupada's glories in the world, there's a really good chance that you'll do some of that and that it will make a big difference in your lives. So I have provided, because you will be writing some things during the seminar, if any of you don't have paper or writing utensils, we have provided some blank paper and some pens over there. And they will be available every time that we have the seminar. The only thing that we've been requested, because the pens have been provided by the college, is that at the end of each seminar, you please put them back in the box. They're not gifts. Okay. And one other bonus that I haven't worked into the plan, but if we have time, I'll tell you some of my stories of meeting Srila Prabhupada. Okay? Would that be fun? Okay. If you're all good. If you all participate, we'll make that a bonus. Okay? Okay. Is that a deal? Is that a deal? Okay. So what would you like to get out of this seminar? Yes. That is exactly what I hope to happen during this course. That this is exactly one of my objectives for class number 3. So I certainly hope that that is what happens. Somebody else. Oh, this is great. I think you guys must have read my objectives. Okay. To value the gift that he's given us by taking part in ISKCON. Yes.
To gain inspiration to
reduce my stress. Why am I getting feedback? Gain inspiration. What was that? To what?
Gain inspiration to
increase service. Can my techies do something about the feedback, please? Can my techies do something about the feedback? He's doing something. Okay. Somebody else? Without losing the sound. Oh, I'll write bigger. I'll write bigger. This says, association by talking about qualities, emulate Srila Prabhupada's qualities, increase appreciation for Srila Prabhupada, value gift by taking part in ISKCON, gain inspiration to increase service to Srila Prabhupada. I'll write bigger because there's no place to move it closer. I put it down here because this thing was made for taller people. I had it on the stage and I couldn't reach it, but I'll write larger. Anything else? Yes. To understand. how a pure Vaishnava acts. Thank you for fixing the feedback. Something else? Yes. Excellent. That you will see tomorrow. And what was that? To see how Prabhupada dealt with difficulties prior to success. And we'll also be talking about that a little bit today. Okay, something else? Yes. Deepen relationship with Srila Prabhupada. Yes. Okay. Deepen relationship and hear from those who have relationship. Okay. Anything else? This is very inspiring to me because this is what I'm planning on doing. So I would like some feedback also at the end. I mean, often even in universities, they have little computerized forms where you fill out, you know, you rate your professor and you rate your course. So I would be I'm very serious about this. I'd be very, very grateful if people could let me know, and please don't be flattering, let me know honestly, because all of the courses that I put together are always in a state of flux. I'm always trying to improve things. So if you can let me know what works for you and what doesn't, what meets your expectations and what doesn't, and I will adjust accordingly. Anything else? Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. How develop a relationship through his books, and we're going to be talking about through many means, not only books. And there were some other people over here on this side. Yes. I'm not sure if we can get that far, but we'll discuss at least. to understand who Srila Prabhupada really was. Somebody else? Yes, Jim Mastri. Okay. Increase. Can you read this now? Am I writing large enough? Okay. Increase meditation on Srila Prabhupada. Think of more often. Okay. Anything else? Yes. I'm not writing that down. Thank you, but I'm not going to write that down. I come here for your association. No, I'm serious. Anything else? Yes. To become more grateful. To become more grateful for what Srila Prabhupada has given us. Well, that's a good place to start off with what we're doing today. Because looking at Srila Prabhupada as the founder Acharya, and I'm going to leave this, where can I leave this? So if you want to refer, maybe on that table over there. If you want a quick reference as to what we're doing, because I know also, I mean, I just know that there's some of you who might want to attend some of these and some of the drama ones. So if there are some of you in that category, if you want to see which ones we're covering that you might want to attend, you can see. Or also, many people like to get an overview of what we're going to cover. If you want to refer to that, it's over there. Okay, to have some idea, to get some gratitude is really a lot of the focus on today. We're going to be our main focus today is the reasons why Prabhupada was an unprecedented success, his position and his accomplishments. And I really think that the value we'll gain is a lot of gratitude. I mean, when I meditate on these things and when I think about these things, and I've done exercises similar to this in the Gurukula, I'm overwhelmed. I mean, every time I do this, I become overwhelmed with gratitude, appreciation, and just amazement. How did he do this? How did he do what he did? Okay, you ready to see something exciting? Ready? As I say, I hope most of you haven't seen this before. And if you have, it's fun to see again.
Joys of getting old and needing reading glasses. May none of you ever get old. You take it for granted when you're young, you can just see everything.